Hey guys, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for doing this for us. We'll keep it
Absolutely.
quick because I don't even want to know you want to get go home. But can you just takeaways from the game today? Just what you saw?
Yeah, gutsy road win at Maine. It's been a pretty long road trip, even though we feel like we've only been here for a couple of days, but good team effort. I felt like we all got tested on special teams, finally got a power play goal, and ultimately Cali did a great job keeping us in the game. So it was all around good team effort.
Can you talk a little about Callie a little bit more? She's obviously. The game against Princeton obviously wasn't one that she wants to remember, but she played well today, kept you guys in it for a little bit there. Just talk a little about her.
Yeah, Callie's a pro. She lives it every day. She's in workout, in the classroom, at the rink. She's a professional in every way of her life. So I'm not surprised that, a tough loss to Princeton, she comes back even stronger. And so it's been cool to watch this week and over the break her get a little bit of downtime. And we're super proud of her to get this W for her.
Two goals from kind of. A lot of not confusion, but a lot of net front presence. One with the tip, and then the first one just kind of went through some traffic. Can you talk a little about if that's something you guys have been looking to do a little more, just what you saw on those both of those goals?
Yeah, we've been working a lot in practice. I mean, we talk about all the time about getting rebound goals and dirty goals net front. I feel like we score a lot of pretty goals. So it was cool that those goals were us just getting net front and being able to put our bodies on the line to get in front of the goalie's eyes. It was awesome to see Riley and Tam get that one.
Yeah, how important is it to be able to kind of, when your offense is not necessarily creating as many, good chances as you want, like to be able to just kind of, set one in from the point there and just be able to kind of force it in?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good way to get out of that rut, right? I feel like we make a lot of extra passes. We try to be pretty on offense and do the things that we practice. But at the end of the day, like if you just shoot from the high elbow or a wrist shot from the point, like we have net front presence. So I feel like that's a good way to get back in the win column.
I guess just kind of what was the energy, the vibe like in the locker room after that win? Obviously, a pretty, stunning loss there last Wednesday, last game of semester to kind of rebound there. Just like what was the energy like in the locker room for your players?
Yeah, they were fired up in between the second and the third. I feel like it was a little like, oh boy, are we here again going into the third tied to Maine? So it was cool to see them bring the energy in the third period and just rolled into the locker room after. I know they're excited for the break here coming up, but not really excited for this road trip, but they're excited to win.
Can you talk a little about the goal you guys conceded there? Obviously looked like kind of a not the best change there on the penalty kill, and that's a lot that Coach Watchorn has talked about this season with the changes. Can you just kind of talk about, what went wrong there?
Yeah, I think it was just a miscommunication. I think our forward pair was out there and our D pair were out there for a pretty long time, and I think we saw the opportunity where we kind of got like a half dumped down in the other end, and it ended up stopping in the zone and coming back the other way. Just a miscommunication on our end, and we learned from it a lot going into the third.
The Welkies were split up for the first time this season. I guess just is there anything behind that, or just want to get different looks with some lines?
Yeah, I mean, again, above my pay grade, us as a staff, we all talk about line changes and things. I think it was cool to do something a little bit different, especially after an 8-1 loss to Princeton. I think it's about time to see some new looks, and I kind of like the way it looked tonight.
Just can you kind of just look back on the first semester here. Obviously, kind of a great start to the season. Just kind of put that into words, the first half of the season a little bit.
Yeah, really cool. If you would ask me at the beginning of the year if we'd be, I think we're 9-2-1 in Hockey East. I mean, I would have been hopeful, but I wouldn't have been promising it. Hockey is a tough conference to play in, and so we're super excited. We're grateful for this group. I think we acknowledged in the locker room after, like, we're so excited for where this group's gonna go, and the camaraderie and the togetherness that this team already has is so fun to watch. So we're excited to go into the second semester with a win and keep it rolling.
Yeah, I guess building off that, like, moving into the second semester, how much belief is there in the locker room, and how good do you guys think you guys can be ultimately?
There's tons of belief in the locker room. We have trust building between us. The communication's flying. They debrief as a group without us. And I know Tara's talked a lot about how it's their group, and we truly believe that. And they truly believe that. Even after Princeton, they kind of walked us through what they were thinking going into Maine, and how we as coaches staff can adjust to what they saw on the ice. So it's been really cool to see this group come together.